Right. I think that there are two issues that are very relevant today, and I think that a formula for dealing with these two issues can be found in this, which is the Rabbeinu Bechaya's introduction to Parshas Pinchas. And take it in context, the total peace, I think that we find it addressing two issues. Number one, an alternative method of achieving bitochen in Hashem, something that everybody desires for its benefits in terms of allowing us to accomplish, achieve, to be granted the fulfillment of the wishes of our heart, and the concurrent menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind that comes with it, that he has everything in control, under control, and we need not worry. It doesn't help to worry. We can rely on him to do that which is good. Gives us a certain sense of peace of mind and tranquility. Both the accomplishment of our heart's desires and the ability to be calm and tranquil are two very, very precious states of being, states of mind, of heart, emotions, feelings that everybody certainly desires. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya builds it on a posuk in Mishle that says, Migdal Oiz Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem is like a tower of strength, Bo Yorutz Tzadik Veniskov. In it, or in him, in Hashem, will run the Tzadik, and he will be elevated. And he starts in the first paragraph by explaining that this is referring, Migdal Uiz is referring to the Midah of Bitochen. That when a person has Bitochen in Hashem, he's like a person, he says, Ki Odom Shu B'Migdal Uiz, Wu Yoishev Shom Lo Vetach, V'lo Yireh Mishum Odom. He's sitting in this high up tower, he can sit there totally secure, not to be afraid of anyone, because there's no man, there's no force, there's no animal, there's no one who could hurt him. He's way above it all. As the pasuk says, Hashem li lo ira, mayase li odom. He says, Hashem is with me. I need not be afraid. What can a man do to me? Nobody can do anything. Bo yorutz tzadik v'niskov, in that state of trust, of bitochon, in that tower of strength and security, the tzaddik will run and be elevated. Min hatzora, ukin shekosuv, ubeteach b'Hashem yisugov. One who puts his trust in Hashem will be elevated. Kloimar, he's elevated mikol tzora ume meoyev, from every tzora, from every enemy. Kim yale al hehorim oromim, o yisoseh b'shefal hagbikoyis, and then riskov min oyev. If he goes up to the high mountains, or he goes down to the lower valleys, he's not elevated from the enemy. The enemy can follow him. But this Migdal represents the state of Bitochen where he's protected and elevated above and beyond all the difficulties, all the challenges, all the enemies, and all the pursuits, the things that pursue him in life. Then he goes on in the next paragraph. He says that he continues with this same theme and further taking it that in a time of danger, in a time of suffering, Yancho Hashem b'yom tzoro, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, in a time of tzoro Hashem will help him. Hu amigdol hachosek shebo yisgovu habriyo yisbeis tzorosom. This once again, this Yisagevcho, he will be elevated. This hints to this great tower, this towering edifice that keeps him above all of the difficulties, all of the challenges, all of the dangers of life. And that's basically the upshot of the first two paragraphs. And then he says, V'yodua, the beginning of the third paragraph, She'ein odom nikro tzadik el ha-beiteach boi, kinyin shenema v'tzadik kitfir kikfir yiftov. Says, who is called a tzadik? Only a person who trusts in Hashem. Ki kol echod mehem b'teach b'Hashem yisale ki kfir ha-b'teach b'koichoi. One who trusts in Hashem is like a lion that trusts in his power, the most powerful of all the animals, one who need not be afraid of anything. But then he continues with something very interesting. V'limdecho ha-kosuf, and this posuk of bo yorutz tzadik v'niskov, v'limdecho ha-kosuf, this reference to the tzadik, who the one who has bitochon as a tzadik, ki ha-tzadik yorutz v'bitchoinoi, lihishtadel b'mitzvus v'yabed Hashem, lailo v'yoyim. He says the tzadik will run with his bitochon to put in his effort to the mitzvus and serve Hashem day, night and day. V'yitrach lichvoyin shemoy v'lo yile. He will be matriach himself, will put in all of these efforts to do kovod shemayim, to bring glory to the name of Hashem, and he will not tire. Ki nafshoy hasichlis te'amtzehu v'toyseh b'koyach. That nefesh hasichlis, that understanding that he has of his bitochon in Hashem, will give him strength and add additional power to everything he does. V'chein omer hanovi, and then he brings a posuk, which is again reflecting this whole theme. So far the theme has been, one who trusts in Hashem can be saved from all of his difficulty. He's above all the challenges and the dangers of life. And it will give him a sense of fervor that he'll be running. Ki hatzadik, he says, bo yorutz tzadik v'niskov. He'll run and be elevated. It sounds like through this bitochon, he's going to be elevated to a higher level, that he'll become fully committed and be matriach himself, and I would use the word passionate about serving Hashem. Ki nafsho asichlis will give him strength and add koyach, and that's what the Novi says. Ve'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. Those who have hope in Hashem, that's kivui, we've learned here many times, is a form of bitochon. It means hope, never to lose hope. Will change his koyach, in other words, strengthen, give him constantly additional new injections of strength. Yalo ever kanshurim, he will go like soar like the eagle. He'll soar higher and higher because of that hope, that bitochon that he has. Yalo kanshurim yarutzu v'lo yigo, he'll run and he won't become tired. Yelchu v'lo yofu, and he'll keep going and going and he won't get tired out. He'll put in tremendous efforts without ever tiring. Many mitzvahs that there are that need a great tircha. To save somebody who's been captured, save a life. When a life is at stake, you got to move fast because you never know at which moment it's going to be too late. He'll run and he won't be tired. He says, machlifim. Machlif means to change. In other words, they're constantly changing their batteries, recharging their batteries. More koyach. I'm running out of koyach. No, take out another spare battery and get more koyach, constantly to keep on la'avodah u'v'mitzvos. Okay, therefore they never get tired. They don't get tired out because they're constantly putting in new batteries. The batteries never die. They have an endless supply of batteries to keep rejuvenating themselves. Those that love Hashem are compared to the strength of the sun in its full power when the sun is shining, I guess, midday at its greatest strength. The Novi compares them to the Shemesh in its greatest strength, the sun in its greatest strength, it doesn't tire out. And there are mitzvahs that require shkidon hasmoda, diligence and constant consistency. Kigoyin Talmud Torah, v'kinyan midas ha'yira. Like Talmud Torah, and acquiring the midah of Yiras Hashem. He has to become so used to doing these mitzvahs that it becomes like second nature to him. These kind of mitzvahs that require this hasmoda and this diligence, they'll go, and again, they won't be tired out. They'll be constantly struggling and striving to achieve Yiras Hashem, and they never tire out because they have this endless source of koyach. So what we've seen so far is something very interesting, that this midah of bitochin, which is compared to a migdal oiz, compared to a powerful tower, and elevates a person above all of the difficulties, challenges, and dangers and enemies of life, also serves to inspire in him a sense of tireless commitment and passion and energy to perform the mitzvahs. If a mitzvah needs to be done fast, he's right there. If a mitzvah needs to be done consistently and can't give up, it's constant, the shkida v'hasmoda, he's right there. Because he has this endless source of inspiration and strength, this bitochon b'Hashem, that on the one hand had the power to elevate him amongst all, higher than all of the difficulties and challenges and dangers of life, and at the same time in that elevation gives him endless strength in his avodas Hashem. He's now capable of performing mitzvahs under the most adverse conditions, under the most difficult conditions, under the most time-sensitive conditions, under the most consistency required conditions, that I must constantly be doing it without stopping. He has all of these powers, and I would say he has, it's a form of passion that he has, because I have this relationship with Hashem. My trust in Hashem not only protects me from all the elements, but it becomes like a self-recharging battery that keeps on giving me additional strength and strength and strength to go on, to go on, to go on, to go on, without any obstacle being able to stop me, because it emanates from that close connection, relationship, reliance, trust that I have in Hashem. Okay, now it's interesting that in the Pasuk here we talk about the Loshon Migdal Hashem, Migdal Hashem, Hashem, and he refers to that as bitochin. Over here he quotes the Pasuk of Vikoyve Hashem. He refers to a form of bitochin, which in reality is a lesser form of bitochin. It's a form of bitochin, but it's a lesser form, and that is kivui, hope. We've learned here that there are four types of bitochin which are less than 100% certain that Hashem's going to help me, but also very, very powerful. That's kivui, chikui, tzipui, and yichul. Those are four lashonis that we have in Tanakh. And Tilim, it appears a lot. There are all different levels and different types of awaiting the positive outcome of the future, anticipating, awaiting, hoping, not giving up, even though I can't say that I'm 100% confident in the results. And this kivui, he says, and it seems that that's the level of bitochon that he's talking about, is a not only a powerful schus that elevates me and protects me from all the difficulties of life, but it also gives me endless energy to continue doing everything that I'm expected to do in terms of the shmiras, kol ha-mitzvahs, and all the different types of mitzvahs that exist. But then he goes on, and he says, v'yodua, ki mi'midas ha-yiro yagia ho'odom l'midas ha-bitochein. He talked now, until now, that v'yishtadu b'midas ha-yiro without ayefus, v'lo yachzor lohem, he will not return to tiredness because he is in his pursuit of the Yiras Hashem. But then he says, "V'yodua ki mimidas hayira yagi odom lamidas habitochin, hu shekosef yirei Hashem bitchuboy. Those that fear Hashem trust Him.
Palkein Omer Shlomo Bekan Migdal Lois Shem Hashem Boyerus Tzadikin Iskov Be'er Ki Shem Hashem Hu Migdal Lois LeTzadik Hayorei. The Shem Hashem is this powerful tower to the tzaddik who fears him. He becomes capable. He is the one who can run, and he's batuach that he will not fall. And then he goes on and says, these two midos are the midos that Pinchas had. He had this bitochon, it was Yorei Hashem, and he had the bitochon lekadesh Shem Shamayim, and he did what he did, and goes on. This is like his introduction to Parshas Pinchas. But over here we see something very interesting. He says, the Yorei Hashem, who has solidified this Yira through the bitochon that he had, through the kivui that he had, the hope that he had, which gave him strength, endless strength, rechargeable or self-recharging batteries to be able to continue doing everything he's supposed to do. And then he says, from this mid of Yira, he comes to midas habitochon. Yirei Hashem, bitchu b'Hashem. We started with the midas habitochon. Now we came to the midas habitochon. We went full circle. What's going on over here? The strength that I had to get to the Yiras Hashem was this Midas HaBitochan. And now he says, the one who has this Midas HaYira, it will bring him Yagia HaOdom, the Midas HaBitochan. He will achieve then, he will reach the Midas HaBitochan. It seems to me that the Pshat is poshut, that there are two levels. There's a level of Bitochan which a person has. It gives him confidence, it gives him strength, it elevates him to be above the challenges and dangers and the fear that he would have of anything that could hurt him in life. And that, like the Kovei Hashem Yachlifu Koyach, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, is a source of endless strength in his performance of the mitzvahs. He doesn't tire. Never gets tired out. Does the same thing with, if it requires speed, he's right there. If it requires consistency, he's right there. Because he has this motor that's motivating him, that's power empowering him, which is his Bitochon Hashem. And that leads him to a higher level of Yiras Hashem. I do everything. Whatever it is, Hashem says, jump, I just say how high.
And through the Kiyum HaMitzvahs, he gets to the high level of Yiras Hashem.
Wait, no, through the Bitochon, he got to a very high level of Kiyum HaMitzvahs with passion, with commitment, with endless energy. It means nothing phases him. He keeps going on. Yachlifu koyach, yalo eva. He's soaring like the eagle, soaring more and more, because I have this self-powering battery that with endless koyach. That leads me to Yira. And what does that lead me to? V'yodua, ki mimidas ha-yira, yagia ha-odom lemidas ha-bitochon. Yira Hashem bitcho Hashem. It brings it to an even higher level of bitochon. So it seems that although he started with a very serious case of bitochon, serious enough to give him the peace of mind and that sense that he's in this migdalois, in this tower of strength, that there's nothing to be afraid of, which empowers him with this endless koyach to do mitzvahs under the most difficult circumstances and never to tire, to soar like the wings of an eagle, Eivor Kaneshorim, he's soaring higher and higher with endless strength, and that leads to a Yira, which leads to even a higher level of bitochon. A level of bitochon, which I guess he's getting to Pinchas, which gets to the highest of the highest, the most difficult challenges in the mitzvahs, even more difficult than anything that he's had until now, because he's taken to the highest, I don't know clearly, but a level of bitochon that's no longer called kivui, Yirei Hashem, bitchu b'Hashem, trust in Hashem. So what I think we have over here is a very relevant formula for great success in life today. On the one hand, we can face life's difficulties with the recognition that we're in this migdalois, we're in this tower, we're protected. The animals can try to get up there, they can't.
Man tries to get up there, they can't. This is a tower. It's more than the mountains where they could get there. It's more than the valleys, which might protect us to some extent, as he says. No, this is this fortress of a tower that's beyond anyone's penetration. And that leads a person not only to this Menuchas HaNefesh, but that gives him an endless, ever self-charging source of strength, never to tire in the difficulties, in the whether it's the speed, the consistency, the difficulties, the challenges of the mitzvahs. He's right there with endless koyach. That's amazing in itself. And that's something that we so need today. For example, if we wanted to chart a course for our children, for the next generation, to develop consistency, zrizus, speed, and consistency in mitzvahs. So you know where it starts? It starts with the midas habitochen. We think it starts with screaming and yelling at our kid to get out of bed in the morning, and why is he so lazy, and why this, he got to go. It starts with that connection to Hashem. That bitochen not only gives us the strength to face up against the dangers of life, it motivates us to continue and doing everything that Hashem expects us to do, and to do it with zrizus, with speed, with passion, with commitment, with consistency. So if we're looking for consistency in our children, if we're looking for a little bit, shake a leg, you know, get a little, move a little faster when you get to the minyan in the morning, or whatever it may be, not only is it the screaming and yelling, and not only is it the pushing and threatening, and not only maybe it's the promising of all kinds of incentives, which is good, which works better than beating. Threats. What? Beating here, yeah, for sure not. Yeah, but there's something else. Now, of course, at 6:30 in the morning, to give this sleeping kid who refuses to get up a lecture in bitochon is not very practical. But you should
or
do
effective.
It. Or effective, but do it 6:30 at night. Do it before. Plan for the occasion. Develop that sense of relationship. Today, it seems to me, and I've said this many times, that one of the most powerful forces that's lacking in our system of chinuch today is the emphasis on the relationship with Hashem. If we could inspire children to develop an active, positive relationship with Hashem, and that's what bitochen is. But Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma says that the source of the mitzvah of bitochen in the Torah is the pasuk u'boi sidbo v'dovakto bo, to cling to Hashem. It's that connection to Hashem which is really the essence of bitochen. If a person trusts Hashem, trust is the ultimate fabric, is the ultimate force in a relationship. If there's trust, it can be a relationship. If there's no trust, there's no relationship. So emphasizing that relationship of trust, I trust Hashem, you know. I don't want to get up at this unearthly hour, but I trust Hashem. More than I trust anyone else is trying to wake me up, I trust Hashem, and that gives strength. That gives endless strength. But when a person reaches that Yiras Shamayim, that connection to Hashem, that gives me this sense of reverence and awe for Hashem, that I just want to do everything that He wants, it takes me to even a higher level of bitochen, which means that for those who find that they're lacking in this midas habitochen, and I can't seem to muster, I know about it intellectually, I read about it, I learn about it, I listen about it, I hear about it, I think about it, but it's here. How do I get it to my heart? How do I make it real? How do I make it permeate? How do I soar with it and feel it emotionally on a constant, ongoing basis? The answer is not only the studying of the Chesed Hashem, the studying of the Hashgocha Protis, the studying of the sources of Bitochon, as we've been trying to do over here, but there's another ingredient too. It's Poshet Yiras Shamayim. The more that I find myself in compliance with the divine directives, the more that I soar. Yirei Hashem, what do? Bitchu b'Hashem. They're the ones who can be told to trust in Hashem because they have this other ingredient that connects me with Hashem. I have this sense of Yiras Shamayim. I have this sense of reverence. I have this sense of loyalty. I have this sense of obligation to Hashem. And that inspires me to to be even more and more and more confident in him. And the truth of the matter is, I think there's even a psychological piece to that too. Because if a person has this Yirat Shamayim, and if a person dedicates his life to the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and if he dedicates his life to, if it's a mitzvah that needs zrizus, speed, he's right there. If it's a mitzvah that needs consistency, as he said, he's right there. What he really is telling himself in a very tangible way is, I trust Hashem. Why am I running so fast? I trust Hashem that I'm doing what's right because he told me to do it. Why am I so consistent? Why is my hasmoda to such an extent I keep at it and at it and at it and at it with such diligence? I trust. He told me to do it. I trust him. He's right. I trust that that's the proper thing to do. If that's the case, so the act of Yirat Shamayim, which comes from the person's commitment and enactment of the lifestyle of the Torah and mitzvahs, is really a very basic lesson in even a deeper level of bitochon b'Hashem, because my trust is ultimate, my trust is complete. Whatever you say, whatever you tell me to do, I'm right there. If it needs speed, I'm there. If it needs consistency, I'm there. If it needs diligence, I'm there. So I'm really saying that I have this ultimate sense of trust in Hashem. There's even one more ingredient which I'd just like to add to this before we conclude. Once saw a medrash. I may have mentioned it here once, but I think it's appropriate to this context as well. Medrash says that originally Eoiv was supposed to appear in the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. Elokei Avrohom, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, Velokei Eov. Eov also. Where Eov comes in and now, Velokei Avraham, Velokei Yitzchok, Yaakov, I understand, because they are all our biological fathers. We all stem from them, because everyone stems from Yaakov Avinu, right? From the Shvotim, who stem from Yitzchok, who stem from Avraham Avinu. Eov, we may not be descendants of him. In fact, in Chazal, there's a machlekes whether he ever existed or not. But that's besides the point. But what's Velokei Eov? So the Medrash says, why did Eov lose it? Why wasn't he included? Because when Eov suffered in his life, he questioned, he tried to understand, not that he had tainus, but he tried to understand what's going on, until finally Hashem revealed to him that Eifoh Yisav Yosti Yoretz, you weren't around at the beginning of time, you wouldn't get it even if I explained it to you, something like that. Like, you weren't there from the beginning, you can't, unless you see the total panorama, you can't really get what's going on. But because of the fact that he questioned, he was no longer worthy to be included with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. To me, what that means is as follows. That the message when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov is a message of this. Here are people who reached the highest level of piety. Avraham Avinu, Akedas Yitzchak. All this nesiyonis. Yitzchok Avinu, he's on the Akedah, this 37-year-old son, and all he says is, tie my legs so that I shouldn't flinch and passel the korban. Yaakov Avinu suffered Tzoras Esav, and Tzoras Lovan, and Tzoras Dino, and Tzoras Shimon, and Tzoras Yosef, and now already Tzoras Binyamin, you want to take Binyamin also? And they never uttered a word of question. What does that mean? You know what that means? That means that they had the ultimate trust in Hashem. Their trust was so complete and so implicit that here I am, the greatest tzaddik, Avraham Avinu. I stood by the Akedah to sacrifice my son because Hashem said to shecht him. Yitzchok stood there, besimcha b'leiv sholem, shecht me. Yaakov Avinu one tzara after another tzara after another tzara after another, and never a word of question. Not only not complaint, no question. We don't find that they ever questioned anything. So that's the ultimate statement of bitochon. And vice versa, that's why they're at the beginning of Shmona Esrei, to inspire a bitochon that says, I am totally compliant with the fullest commitment and passion to do the will of Hashem. And at the same time, I go through difficulties in life and I have no questions. Eov didn't reach that. Eov was a super tzaddik, a super But tzaddik not shaykh of the highest echelon. But when things didn't go well for him, he searched for understanding. That, on the slightest, most delicate sense, is some level of lack of total trust. The one who told, I don't even bother telling me. I trust you so implicitly, I don't even want to hear. I don't have to hear. Whatever it is, I know. That he didn't have. He wanted to understand. He was quite curious. He was questioning. He was whatever. You know, he needed some, and maybe whatever. And therefore, he didn't have that. He couldn't serve as that ultimate inspiration to the Bitochem Hashem. So basically, in review, what this amounts to is a person has to achieve a certain level of Bitochem Hashem and feel like I'm in a migdalois. Hashem li lo yiro, mayase li odom. Only Hashem. That will lead him to an endless self-recharging motor battery, which will enable him to be diligent and consistent and passionate in his avodas Hashem. And that will lead him to a midah of yiro, because I'm so loyal and dedicated to Hashem, and that will bring me to an ever higher level of bitochen, that I am now not just on the level of bitochen that allows me to do the Rotzen Hashem with passion, but it's Yirei Hashem, Bitchu Hashem. It's no longer Koyvei Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. It's a surety, it's beyond, it's that total, it's a higher, it's an infinite level of confidence in Hashem, which is the ultimate crowning glory. And to conclude with the words of the Vilna Goyin, the Goyin's Loshen in Mishle is very clear. He says, Loi nitno, he says, Iker nesinas ha-Torah li-Yisroel hu, kedei shi-asimu bitchoinam b'Hashem. The Iker of the giving of the Torah was that we should achieve that ultimate level of putting our trust in Hashem. And this, according to Rabbeinu Bechaya, seems to be an outline of a formula that can help us to achieve it.